We are going to talk about some foods that are just weirdly flavored. We have like ridiculously unusual potato chip flavors, like crazy pop flavors, and some weird gum flavors. And if you've ever tried some items that have like weird flavoring, we would love to hear from you. Or do you, would you take a risk on eating some of this stuff? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So deep dish pizza potato chips will debut. One of America's biggest potato chip companies, and this is Lay's, correct, Dan? It's Lay's, yes. They've been doing a lot of this weird flavor stuff over the past
few
years.
Yeah, they have those contests every year.
Yeah, you pick, like, didn't they have, like, biscuits and gravy one or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we tried some of them. Remember we brought some of them in and we tried them? But one of America's biggest potato chip companies, maybe we should bring some of these in. We should bring this in when it comes out because it's July 30th, so it's supposed to debut. One of America's biggest potato chip companies has come out with a new flavor celebrating one of Chicago's most iconic foods. Lay's unveiled the new flavor dubbed Deep Dish Pizza in a press release, one of eight regionally inspired flavors that the company is debuting this summer. The chips, inspired by Giordano's Pizza, hit shelves soon. And the company is holding a Tastes of America tour to allow potato chip lovers a chance to try a wide variety of flavors. Chicago will host one of these events with a tasting at Navy Pier on August 11th. So if you want to taste some of these other regional chips, because they're not going to be available here, Deep Dish Pizza is going to be available here in Chicago. Other flavors include New England Lobster Roll, Chili Con Queso, Cajun Spice, and Thai Sweet Chili. They'll be available in each of their respective regions. Midwest chip lovers will be able to get fried pickled flavored chips. The company says the chips will be available July 30th at retailers and through the company's website. So you can go to the website and get some of the other flavors. So this fried pickle, you get the fried pickle flavored chips and a pickle slushy from Sonic. And you'll have a pickle, you'll be pickled. So, so yeah. Some of these, these weirdly flavored chips, I don't know. Well, first of all, doesn't Giordano's, they do stuffed pizza, don't they?
They do stuffed pizza, but they also have a deep dish.
They have a regular deep dish? Okay, because I knew that they were known, Giordano's exclusively was also known for doing the stuffed pizza, which is different than deep dish. But I don't understand how this is going to take. We have to get a bag of this stuff and try it when it comes out. Esmeralda, you'd be interested in trying deep dish pizza potato chips?
I guess. Wouldn't it just taste like tomato?
That would be my guess, yeah. I mean, if you've got like a, because they have pizza flavored chips out there, that you can get.
Yeah.
And how's it going to taste different than that? I mean, you know what I mean? It should taste like pizza, but there's a lot of, the deep dish pizza is kind of, I guess, known for the amount of sauce that's on it. So maybe it'll taste, I think you're right, Esmeralda. I think it'll taste more like just tomatoes than anything else. And how about the other ones? New England Lobster Roll. Would you try that, Esmeralda?
Sure.
I don't understand this. And then Chili Con Queso, Cajun Spice, and Thai Sweet Chili. Those are all the ones that Lay's are bringing out. I think the New England Lobster Roll sounds real weird. But if you guys want to taste all of them, you can go to Navy Pier on August 11th. It'll have this event where you can have taste all of these new potato chips coming out July 30th, Deep Dish Pizza. So we'll get a bag of those things and test them out on the show, on the air. So we'll do that coming up a little bit later. So that's on July 30th, Deep Dish Pizza Potato Chips. Here's the question, 312-981-7200. Would you eat that? Would you eat any of these? New England Lobster Roll, Chili Con Queso, Cajun Spice, Thai Sweet Chili. Would you eat any of those, or have you tried weird flavored chips? 312-981-7200. Okay, Esmeralda, are you ready for some unusual potato chip flavors from around the world?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this out and see if we can get Lay's to... How about this? Milk chocolate. Milk chocolate flavored potato chips.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah. When you were out, Roger Badish was filling in for you, Esmeralda, and we were talking about weird habits that we have. And Roger says that he enjoys and used to enjoy even more, but still does enjoy a peanut butter and butter sandwich dipped in chocolate milk.
He would.
Peanut butter and butter. And then on top of that, he dips it in chocolate milk. So I think Roger might like the milk chocolate flavored potato chips. So, yeah. How about this? Creamy garlic Caesar flavor.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. Dan, would you try any of these? You wouldn't do the peanut butter butter thing because that's two things. Boy, I can imagine. Do you like chocolate milk?
I do like chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
Milk,
but
yes.
At least two out of three of those are two of your least favorite things.
Yeah.
Which ones would you be interested in trying out so far?
None. I mean, the deep dish. I mean, I prefer Giordano's over other deep dishes in the city. So I would do that one, but
I don't see how it can taste anything but like any kind of, you know, because these pizza flavor chips have been around for a long time.
Well I mean, so Giordino, we took a pizza walking tour of downtown Chicago, right? So we walked to five different locations and tried five different pizzas.
Just a slice each?
A slice each time. Okay. Yeah. And then Giordano was the final one. And I forget the amount, but, you know, they put a pound of cheese in a stuffed pizza. Like, it's just cheese. Mm-hmm. And so I'd imagine it'll probably be tomatoey, but it might also just be like kind of a mozzarella
kind of a flavor.
Yeah, like, yeah, because I mean, that's,
well, now tell me about this pizza. Where'd you go?
We went to Pizzeria Uno.
All right, now did you do deep dish each at each place?
No, not at each place,
because Uno was like the inventor,
right? That's why we stopped there.
Yeah.
We went to Pizza Oreo di Oreo right there in LaSalle.
Yep.
And we went to one other place, but I don't remember that one.
Malnati's?
No, we did not go to Malnati's.
East? Gino's East?
Yes. Yes, because they pointed out how the old Planet Hollywood.
That used to be the Planet Hollywood.
Right.
When it closed down, it became.
Right.
But they didn't change the facade, which I always thought was really weird.
But didn't they put like a pizza over the spotlight?
Yeah. They put like, they turned the spotlights into slices of pizza.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah. So
that is good. That, yeah, as an interior designer / architect, you had to appreciate that.
I did appreciate that. That was very clever on their part. Yeah.
You're all about keeping the original.
Yeah, exactly. I'm into, you know, I mean, you know I'm not a deep dish guy at all. I don't like deep dish pizza. When I do eat it, I eat Malnati's.
Right.
That's my favorite deep dish pizza.
Coincidentally, Malnati's, a little too buttery for me.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
They use a lot of butter in their crust. They do. That's, yeah, I can understand that then. That's why you're not big into that.
God bless them. I mean,
yeah. I love Giordano's thin crust. I think Giordano's has great thin crust. Really, really great thin crust. There's a Giordano's right by my parents' house, Irving, Irving near Austin.
Yep.
Been there several times, and we get the thin crust every time, you know, we order from there. I'm a thin crust guy, and that's the kind of pizza I like to eat. And I don't know. And I've never had a chip that tastes anything other than like, I guess that's sort of there's some spices that you might find in tomato sauce in the chip.
Right.
That's, you know, duplicating those flavors. But yeah, deep dish pizza. We'll try it out though. But yeah, that's interesting that you did that. You did the tour.
It was fun.
Did you vary between? Did you do stuffed when you got the Giordano's?
We did do stuffed.
Okay, and thin crust at some other places.
Thin crust at the Pizza Dioria for sure.
Right, for sure.
And
Gino's? Did you do stuffed at Gino's?
I don't think we did stuffed at Gino's.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Very cool. You should have walked over to John's Pizzeria on Western. I know that's a little far.
Yeah.
It's a little far to walk.
Yeah.
That's my favorite pizza.
I think I wouldn't want pizza. I'd just want water at that point.
I'm sure if you're going to walk all the way to 2000 Northwestern, that's the best pizza in the city as far as I'm concerned. John's Pizzeria on Western. Best thin crust pizza in the city. And I know Vito and Nick's is fantastic. It's very similar to Vito and Nick's. I do want to say that. But if you're in the city and you want, for my money, the best thin crust pizza in the city is John's Pizzeria on Western. Then you can stop at Margie's. You can just stop over at Margie's afterwards.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the best thin crust pizza. Oh, my God. If they could make chips that taste like John's Pizza, John's Pizzeria, then that's the pizza. Dan, I've said this before. I eat every time I go there or I order from there. I eat way too much. I can't stop eating it. I'm serious. I can't. Even when I'm full, I'm like, I need more of this.
I mean, that's just...
It's the best. It's the best pizza ever. Esmeralda, have you ever been to John's?
I have not.
On Western? Oh, my God. It's the best. And I am seriously, I just stuff myself to the gills every time I eat that pizza. Best thin crust in the city. All right, we got more weird flavored potato chips. Like, how about this one, Esmeralda? Borscht. Borscht flavored potato chips.
You borscht?
Yeah. Borscht. With your beetroot. That would taste like a beetroot. So you and I would like that. It involves beets. How about this? Pigs in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket flavored potato chips. I just wonder how they get these flavors. I'm a little, you know what I mean? Because these, you don't, this is clearly not something you're going to find in nature. This has been concocted in some lab somewhere. Some guy in a white coat is like, I will find the pigs in the blankets flavoring. So, all right, let's take a break. We're talking about weird flavored foods. If you guys have had any of that stuff, 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio here, Allstate Skyline Studios, hovering 18 floors above the city. The Rock and the Raccoon are hanging above us. And we're here on a Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shigrew getting ready for your requests, 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D Show, Spies, and You Big Dummy. All of our regular features are coming up. By the way, we're having some issues with our text recovery. So if you're texting in and we're not reading them right away, there's some tech issues happening right now. We're not able to access the texting. But you can keep them coming because at some point it'll be fixed. People are working on it right now. Right, Dan?
Yeah. So if you want to contribute to the show, feel free to give us a ring.
Yeah. Call us if you want, you know, until the texting situation has been resolved. But the phone lines are open and they're working. So you can call us instead and get us on the air. And let's talk about weird flavored items or anything else you want to jump in here. So call us instead of texting for the time being. We'll let you know when the text is back up and running. So it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 to give us a call and participate. All right, we're talking about weird flavored potato chips from around the world. These are all real. All right, how about this one, Esmeralda? Grilled cheese and ketchup sandwich.
See, I feel like the ketchup is going to just dominate everything there.
I would agree with you on that. Why wouldn't it be grilled cheese and tomato soup flavored? Wouldn't that be better?
I mean, that's still just going to taste like regular old tomato.
Yeah. I don't put ketchup on my grilled cheese, though, but I have been known to dunk it in tomato soup. Bacon mac and cheese. All right, I would try that. Definitely. How about wasabi ginger? Would you try that one, Esmeralda?
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, unless it's really, really hot. So. How about this? Butter garlic scallop flavored. Now, I love garlic butter and scallops, can it be recreated on a chip? That's the question. Here's one. Cinnamon and sugar, white chocolate peppermint. That's one of those sweet potato chips. How about brie flavor? It would be cheesy. That'd
be nice.
Yeah, that would be good. Now would the potato chip actually be soft? That's the consistency of brie. Mint mischief. Well, I don't know what the mischief part is, but
I'm out.
No?
A minty chip?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Mint, but it's got mischief, Esmeralda.
Nah.
No mischief? cinnamon bun flavored. So what, Cinnabon. You can only eat those, by the way, at the airport. That's the, it's the only place that you can eat those. Esmeralda, did you stop at the Cinnabon when you guys, where you guys were traveling?
I did not.
Okay. You like those things there, Esmeralda, the Cinnabons?
Nah, too much sugar.
Yeah, they're very, very sweet. Dan, you like the old Cinnabons?
Every once in a while, but like Esmeralda said, it's so sweet, you can't do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, they are a little bit, there's, you know, every once in a great while, because I don't have a real big sweet tooth, and that would satisfy it for about 4 months. Just like it's going to, yeah. Another one with, in Romania, they enjoy pickled flavor. But this pickled stuff is just, it's very, very popular. Chicken and waffles flavor, ooh. I would try that. Does it come with maple syrup? Do you have to have maple syrup? Because you got to have maple syrup. If you're going to eat chicken and waffles, you got to have maple syrup. How about this one, Esmeralda? Octopus.
Hmm. I've had shrimp chips. Those aren't bad.
Yeah, I've had shrimp chips as well. And they're actually not bad. You're right. Dan, you ever have shrimp chips?
No, I can't say that I have.
How about shawarma? That's the Avengers' favorite potato chip is shawarma. Man, I haven't had shawarma in a long time. Dan, when was the last time you had a good shawarma?
I've never had it, actually.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, it's not, you know, I know there's a place there in the over there in Skokie.
No. Here's where you got to go. You got to Foster. Taste of Lebanon. Foster on the south side of Foster between Ashland and Clark. On the south side of Foster between Ashland and Clark. Smack dab between Ashland and Clark. On Foster on the south side. Taste of Lebanon. First of all, cheap as hell. Okay? Really, really cheap. And the food rules. Now, when I lived in Andersonville, there were a lot of Middle Eastern places to eat. Of course, Andy's, which is fantastic. But that was the place that I loved the most. And it was not like a sit-down place. You walk in. I mean, they had tables and stuff. But you walk in, you order your food at the counter, and then they call you. They go, "Hey, here's your shawarma," and then you go and you grab it, and you sit at the table and you eat it on a paper plate, and it's real, real cheap. It's, you know, like,
what exactly is shawarma?
It's flavored meats. It's like, it's similar to it. It tastes different. The flavor profile is different, but it's very similar to gyro. It's on a spit and it's cut off of it, but it's not like gyro is a solid. You know, like a solid chunk of meat.
Yes.
That you, obviously, you know, you slice off in long slices. This, like, it's like pieces of meat all stuck together. Okay. Like layered on top of each other. And then when you cut it off, it comes off in pieces, not in long strips. The flavor profile is completely different than gyro, but it's there are three or four different kinds of meats that are involved, and it's made from the ground up. Like, you get the spit. And you put a layer of meat, and then you layer meat on top of that until it's about the size of a gyro, so you can put it on the spit. And then you cut it off, and it comes off like in chunks, as opposed to the gyro. It's not as processed as a gyro, and I love gyro. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's not as processed as gyro, and it's got a different flavor and a different texture to it. But shawarma is amazing. The Avengers are right, man. And I love that scene in the movie. I love the ending of that movie. And I also love the fact that Chris Evans had a beard and he had to hide half his face when they did the reshoot. It's like you watch the end of the movie and you just look at Chris Evans. He's got his hand like over his face. Anyway, shawarma flavored potato chips. Let's get those shipped here. Dan, while we're talking about this, maybe you can look online, see if any of these weird flavors are available to be mailed.
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 303 Wacker, 18 floors above downtown Chicago. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Still having some issues with our texts, so if you were going to text to be a part of the show, you might want to call in instead. We'll get the text situation figured out. But if you want to call in, it's 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. We're talking about weird flavored foods and weird potato chip flavors. And I was describing shawarma to Dan. And again, yeah, Dan, it's the taste of Lebanon, cheap and really good, really, really good. How about cappuccino flavored potato chips? That would probably go over pretty well. Ham, cream cheese, and herbs. Oh. Oh. Yeah, I would eat that. Blueberry potato chips? I don't know about blueberry potato chips. What did the girl do in, what did she do wrong in Willy Wonka and she turned into a blueberry?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Was it, was
that Violet?
Was that, yeah, I think she was Violet because she becomes Violet, right?
That's right.
That's right. Well, and Veruca Salt, what did she?
Violet Beauregard.
What did Veruca Salt do? What did they,
coincidentally, yeah, Violet Beauregard, ate a gum that doubled as a three-course meal.
Oh, that's right.
Which consisted of tomato soup, roast beef, and baked potato, blueberry pie, and ice cream.
Right, and she becomes a blueberry.
She becomes a blueberry. And then the
Veruca Salt was, I want this, and I want that. Wasn't she the spoiled one?
I believe you are correct.
She's like, buy it for me, Daddy, or something. I don't, you know. It was one of those things.
She is spoiled. She owns a pony, two dogs, four cats, six rabbits, two parakeets, three canaries, a parrot, a turtle, a hamster, totaling 21 pets.
Right, and I bet she doesn't clean up after any of them.
Nope. She interferes with the trained squirrels used by Willy to select the best nuts to bake into chocolate bars. She's deemed a bad nut.
That's
and
right.
Thrown into the garbage chute.
And then
goes on to make some excellent music.
Exactly
in the
right.
Early 90s.
And then the fat kid, the fat German kid, right? Doesn't he get stuck in the tube? The chocolate tube or something? He gets stuck in the tube, and I can't remember. You know, see, I don't know this movie as well as everybody else does. I've seen it a few times. A bunch of times, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But Bill loves it. He quoted it in his... Bill Leff, I should say.
Oh, I know.
Quoted it in his wedding.
Yeah, I know. And I'm so in the minority on this. I like the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp version better. And I know that that's like sacrilege to people to say that, but I think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is better. It's much more faithful to the book, to the story, to the Roald Dahl story, much more faithful to that. It's creepier, and there are no awful songs. Because there are some awful songs in the Willy Wonka movie.
I'd be interested to see the Illinois Lottery is now doing a Willy Wonka.
I saw that on a billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens? What do you get a golden ticket? Is that what happens?
I believe you have to get three or four golden tickets in a row or something.
Jeez, really? avocado salad flavor, cheeseburger chips. That's not unusual. They got those. They have those flavors here. The ghost pepper chip. Now that's one of those deals where like it's one chip. Where like I think Esmeralda was talking about this before. She was at a party or something, and they had the one ghost pepper super hot chip that comes in one, you know, like a container, and it's one chip.
Right.
And then it's like comes it's in a coffin. Coffin. It comes in a coffin. Right. It comes in a coffin. Comes in a coffin, and right, you know, if a food item comes in a coffin, I'm generally not going to eat it. That's not something I'm going to eat. It's like, oh, yeah, there's what is this? Oh, it's a coffin. It's got a food item in it. Yeah, well, I'll pass. And then we'll end up with this one: whiskey and haggis. Whiskey and haggis
for the Scotsman in your life.
That's right. Well, wouldn't it be scotch and haggis? Whiskey and haggis. Yeah. You ever have haggis?
Nope. Did you?
Yep.
How'd that go?
Not well.
Not well because you ate it and then it didn't go well?
No. Just... I didn't eat all of it. I was at a party and somebody made haggis. It's served in a stomach.
Did he do it? Did he or she do it as a joke? Or you should bring in the haggis.
Yeah, no, this guy made haggis.
The potluck, and he just showed up with haggis?
It was his party, and okay. He made haggis, and he made everybody try it. Because he loves it. And he's got family in Scotland, so he's had it. You know, he was used to it. No. All right, how about some insane pop flavors? Salty watermelon. Salty watermelon. Salty watermelon Pepsi was a limited edition flavor sold in Japan. Unfortunately, the beverage lived a short life, and it was only in the summer of 2012. So salty watermelon Pepsi. Ugh. I don't know, man. I don't think.
Didn't salty watermelon do the weather for you?
Salty watermelon. Yeah, man, salty watermelon's got traffic. Salty watermelon.
Beautiful girl.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Here's Katrina on WGN. Hi, Katrina.
Hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in really quick and say I did have the cappuccino flavor chips, and they did something. Yuck.
No, they weren't good. Not good.
No.
No. Yeah. I guess some things just should not be a potato chip flavor, and I think that that's one of them.
That's one of them. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Katrina. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. She says no to the cappuccino chip, Dan. No. All right. I say no to the salty watermelon Pepsi. I can tell you that right now. Salty watermelon Pepsi. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I don't know if you know if you're familiar with a company by the name of Hers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hers has a deep dish flavored chip out.
Oh, they do already?
Yes. What it is, it's in the form, though, of a Cheetos cheese puff.
Okay.
But it's the color red of like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
And how does it taste?
You know what? In my opinion, okay, say like if somebody were to blindfold you and you were to eat it, you would probably say it's a deep dish. But is it a good tasting deep dish? That would be, you know, someone's opinion. Other than that, it's an actual real tasting deep dish.
Ah, okay. All right. But it already exists. It is Hers, you say, is the company.
Right. It's a company that's down south. They've made their way up here north. It's spelled H-E-R-R-S.
H-E-R-R-S. Oh, I know that. Now I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I remember that name. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's been out for a couple years now.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for the report.
Okay. All right.
Bye. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Donna also called in, checked in. If it's whiskey without an E, it is sold in Scotland, and that whiskey is without an E.
It is without an E. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, man. All right. Let's see. Bitter soda. Algerian soft drink manufacturing company Haman Bolim has a slim bitter flavor, which tastes like it sounds, with a hint of lemon. Well, I guess that would be bitter. Then obviously if it's not tempered by anything else and it's just lemon, that would be pretty bitter. Let's see. Curry soda. Would you try that, Dan? A little curry soda?
I'm not a big curry guy.
Esmeralda, what about you? Would you have a nice curry pop?
Not a soda.
No. I like curry, but fortunately for all the brave souls out there, this Japanese soda can be purchased online. Dan, let's order some curry soda. Are any of these other ones that we were talking about before? How about this? Cucumber soda. Pepsi Ice Cucumber, another flavor from Japan, was sold in 2007 in the summer because it's so refreshing. Pepsi Ice Cucumber. Well, you know, you put cucumber in water. You know, if you're staying at a hotel, you got your cucumber water. And that's what they... They distract Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. Steve Coogan distracts Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell from trying to bust them by bringing in this delicious cucumber water when they're at the office trying to talk to him. I've only seen the other guys like 17,000 times. That whole sequence is hysterical, where they go in to talk to bust Steve Coogan, and he keeps bribing them with tickets to like Jersey Boys and stuff, and he gives them the delicious flavored cucumber water. Will Ferrell loves the cucumber water. Still the funniest Will Ferrell movie of all time. How about Black Garlic Pop? This soda hails from Switzerland. It can also be purchased online. We need to get all these, Dan. Do a little taste test when we're having the deep dish pizza chips.
Yeah, you can pay for the shipping.
can't we expense it? Right. Onion soft drink. Onions may reduce you to tears, but this South Korean beverage made by the Tamla Village Company packs onions, which contain anti-cancer substances and agents that prevent heart disease and Alzheimer's disease. So it's a medicinal chip. the onion chip?
Soda.
Soda. Yeah, no. How about this? Tree bark soda. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Nothing like a little tree bark. This soda gets its flavor from Maubi, which is a type of tree bark. Its taste is initially sweet with a bitter aftertaste. Fun fact, it's been known to act as an unexpected laxative for many first-time drinkers. Oh, good! Good, good. You know, you have your tree bark, pop, and back that up with some Wow potato chips. The only potato chips that what was the name of that stuff that caused anal leakage? What was the
Alestra?
Alestra, right? That was the stuff that called. You know, you buy a product that's served in a coffin. I'm not going to eat it. If it's the one hot chip, you serve it in a coffin. No, it came in a coffin. I'm not going to eat it. And if the package says may cause anal leakage, I'm not going to eat that. People did, though. They were like, yeah, man, anal leakage. I want some anal leakage. Anal leakage, by the way, did sports for the show a couple of times. Yeah, man, anal leakage. Cubs win.
When Meat Raffle was off.
When Meat Raffle was off on vacation, yeah.
He always had a thing for salty watermelon.
Yeah, that's true. How about this? White fungus bird's nest drink. What the hell? This soft drink made from white fungus and the nests of cave-dwelling birds hails from Vietnam. If you enjoy pulpy orange juice, you might enjoy the chunky texture of this beverage as well. That sounds disgusting. White fungus bird's nest soft drink, and it's chunky. Ugh. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have some weird flavored gum for you. We also, weird flavored gum. I don't know if there's a three-course meal or a four-course meal gum.
Just wait.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 12 of the weirdest gum flavors coming up. We're talking about weird flavored foods. We'll take a break and come back after this. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. That means all the regular features will be coming up a little bit later on. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and, of course, Fly Jams Friday. We're going to be talking about 50 ways life has changed in the last 50 years. That'll be coming in. And much more. Well, right now, though, we're talking about weird flavored foods inspired by the fact that Lay's is going to release on July 30th the deep dish pizza flavored chips, which we'll try on the air. So that we start talking about a weird flavored soda or pop as the correct pronunciation or the correct term, and then weird flavored potato chips. And now I've got weird flavored gum, but we have David who has something to say. Hey, David.
Yeah, I just figured I'd give you a little side note. Those bird nests in Vietnam, they use these bamboo poles. They actually climb up these cliffs to get these nests, and they make a soup out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do, they just, after the chicks hatch, they gather in what remains of the nest and boil it and eat it. And it's considered a delicacy over there.
Yeah, I've seen Anthony Bourdain eat it. Bourdain had it on one of his shows, and I've seen it on other shows. Yeah, that's something I'm not going to try. So, I'm going to steer clear from that. So,
I just figured I'd bring it to your attention as this actual thing.
Yeah, no, I know, but I don't think we need it in a pop, a chunky style. That's not something I'm looking forward to. David, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Bye. Take care. There you go. Yeah, I saw Bourdain eat it. He thought it was good. So. He's eating some weird stuff, man. He ate some weird stuff. So is, what the hell's his name? Andrew Zimmern, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, his show is called Bizarre Foods.
Right.
Or one of his shows. He's got another one, too, now, where he doesn't have to eat stuff that says bizarre. All right. How about this? Esmeralda, we got some gum here. Weird flavored gum. Would you enjoy bacon gumballs?
Hmm. See, I don't know about that, because I would imagine they'd be greasy for some reason.
In America, we love our bacon. Somehow find an excuse to put it in everything, even chewing gum. These specialties are perfect for anyone who wants bacon flavor without all those fat calories. It's not going to taste like bacon. I find, you know, Dan, the Jelly Belly belly jellies?
Yes.
Okay. I find them weird. Because if it tastes like something else and the consistency is not right, like I had the Jelly Belly, the buttered popcorn, and I bit into it and it tastes like buttered popcorn, and I was like, I don't like this at all. You know what I mean? Because it's sure. It doesn't have the consistency. It doesn't crunch around. It doesn't, but it tastes like it.
Sure.
That's off-putting to me.
Yeah. Do you ever play Bamboozled? It's a game put out by Jelly Belly.
Oh, where you have the nasty flavors mixed in?
Right, and they all look, you know, like, so the green could either be vomit or spring garden or something.
Right. It's like the Harry Potter. They had the Harry, remember they released the Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah.
Because they had vomit in Harry Potter and other fantastic snot, if I remember correctly. How about TV? Oh, here it is. TV dinner gumballs. What, Willy Wonka come to life? This gumball variety pack doesn't just come in one flavor. It has three. Gum lovers can sample beef, corn, and apple cobbler to bring together a cornucopia of flavors. It's TV dinner at its finest and smallest form. I would try that just to see what it tastes like. And again, I'd be freaked out. Because if I'm freaked out by a popcorn-flavored Jelly Belly, I think I'm going to really freak out over TV dinner.
Now, I can't remember. Did you try that Jones Thanksgiving dinner that was like a combination of everything?
Yes. Somebody bought it for me. It was pop that tasted like Thanksgiving dinner. It was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Here's one. Esmeralda, how about this from Japan? Man smell gum.
I'm out.
In case you wanted to taste what a locker room tastes, what does that taste like? While some men need fresh breath, others might seek freshness from head to toe. This Japanese gum targets older men who are looking for an aroma reboot. The rose essence in the gum will supposedly seep into one's pores and make those chewing it an olfactory pleasure to be around. Oh, so it helps people smell better, Esmeralda. It's not like it tastes like man smell. Because that would be fantastic. How about meatball bubble gum? Italian cuisine lovers can indulge in a meatball-flavored bubble gum. It doesn't come with a side of spaghetti or marinara sauce. The gumballs are shaped like meatballs, which add a touch of realism. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they look exactly. I bet people confuse them for real meatballs all the time. Mint chocolate chip ice cream gum. That sounds fine. And here's another one I don't understand. Right back to it. Thanksgiving gumballs to go along with the Thanksgiving pop. Menthol and eucalyptus. Well, that's not too bad. It's like a cough drop. It's like you're chewing on a cough drop. The Thanksgiving gumballs, by the way, are turkey stuffing cranberry sauce. You can experience this. The packet also includes turkey, cranberry, and pumpkin pie varieties. Pepper fruits gum. Japan is over-the-top adventurous when it comes to their gum flavors, and this pepper fruits gum is a good example. It melds together the sweetness of fruit-flavored bubble gum and the spiciness of black pepper, which is a powerful combination, they say. Again, in Japan, black gum. Japan is at it again with the inventive black gum that promises consumers it will give them the caffeinated boost that they need. The product claims that the caffeine in the gum is absorbed 3 times faster than in a cup of coffee, and an added bonus, it has minty freshness. And then finally, pickle gumballs. Well, I knew the pickle had to show up somewhere. This pickle flavor is in everything, man. I guess I didn't realize how incredibly popular pickles are. If you're a pickle addict, these will be right up your alley. Each pack comes with 22 dill-flavored gumballs full of pickle goodness, though with less sodium overall. So there you go. You want to taste bacon, you don't want the fat, chew some gum. You want to have pickles, but you don't want the salt, chew some gum. I'll eat some pickles. So there you go. All right. We got the news coming up here. And then after the news, we're going to talk about 50 ways life has changed in the last 50 years, and that will lead us up to our regular features here for Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All coming up, but the news is first after we break.